Redefining Health in American Heart Month, a holistic, broader, integrative approach. In honor of American Heart Month, the focus of my writing topics in February have been centered around cardiovascular health. Due to the ineffectiveness of our current model for heart disease prevention, I've taken a broader, more integrative viewpoint on all things related to this vital organ's function. Here's what I covered so far. 1. The efficacy and wellness benefits of the mind-brain connection is demonstrated through the applications and research of HeartMath Institute and essential oils. 2. A new philosophy is presented by Dr. Cowan that the heart is not a pump at all. 3. The impact of healthy, unhealthy, and absent relationships on wellness. 4. How essential oils could be used to promote emotional resiliency, stress release, and hormonal balance for better intimacy skills and healthier hearts. 5. The role of blood type and genetics on cardiovascular risk, and how epigenetic factors such as lifestyle, stress management, and nutrition can mitigate them. In this blog, I want to provide an overview on how integrative medicine can incorporate all of the above. Specifically, I give a brief overview of the methods that holistic, functional, and naturopathic practitioners use to assess and support heart health. By taking a broader perspective of the various factors that can affect cardiovascular function, these physicians can initiate a personalized plan of nutritional, lifestyle, dietary, and environmental support. Infinite triggers, finite results, nutritional medicine, inflammation, oxidative stress, and immune dysregulation. Oh my! The mentality of treating the cause in integrative medicine means that the pill for every ill approach doesn't apply. Rather than symptom control of one organ system, the goal is to focus on all the factors that impact the health of the whole body and how they are expressing in the current disease processes. This superb article that I link to discusses the complexity of determining the infinite triggers that can lead to cardio dysfunction from a distinguished integrative cardiologist perspective. Although the list of what can go wrong can get overwhelming, the author highlights how the resulting outcomes of these triggers ultimately end in three main responses: inflammation, oxidative stress, and immune dysregulation. Using nutritional factors, these resulting imbalances can be supported as a personalized plan is instigated and the body restores its balance. I've provided an excerpt on how this interaction between nutrients and genes can influence vascular biology on my blog. A functional medicine approach to cardiovascular health. For functional medicine doctors, the process of discovering all these triggers related to cardiovascular health takes dedication, perseverance, and partnership with their patients to bring about a resolution. As a certified functional medicine practitioner from the Institute of Functional Medicine, IFM, I found the cardiovascular module challenging and exciting. On the IFM website, they list the clinical competency of the models that includes utilizing the functional medicine matrix model to develop an effective system biology organization when taking a cardiovascular medical history, evaluating the evidence demonstrating the primary mechanisms underlying the relationship between endothelial dysfunction and the progressive development of atherosclerosis, identifying the relationship between chronic stress and the development of dyslipidemias, hypertension, weight gain, and metabolic syndrome, evaluating and utilizing new assessment approaches for identifying chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, autoimmunity, toxicity, and hormonal dysregulation in patients with cardiometabolic dysfunction, analyzing the most practical and useful laboratory assessments and biomarkers necessary to evaluate cardiovascular risk and recognize functional patterns associated with metabolic disease, and evaluating and utilizing specific nutrients, phytonutrients, botanicals, pharmaceuticals, dietary plans, stress reduction techniques, and lifestyle interventions to improve the prevention and management of patients with hypertension, cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, and type 2 diabetes. In an outline cardiovascular module published by Functional Medicine University, an excellent summary of all the factors that could be instigating oxidative stress, inflammation, and immune issues was provided. The module provided the processes involved for investigation. These included testing for infections, determining the role of insulin resistance, genetic variations, oral health, lifestyle choices, and more. Naturopathic, functional, and personalized medicine. A personalized approach of incorporating lifestyle factors, exercise, diet, genetic variations, nutritional support, stress management, and medication are based on what is best for each individual and will vary between patients. For example, studies have linked the epigenetic process of methylation to cardiovascular risk. There has been an association with homocysteine and the genetic variant MTHFR in its relationship to cardiovascular disease. Supplementing with dietary factors that include methyl nutrients, such as vitamins as folate, riboflavin, vitamin B12, vitamin 6, and choline, and amino acids, methionine, cysteine, serine, glycine may be helpful. However, one shouldn't just take methylation factors because they have one gene variant or a single increased lab value. All the interacting factors that I just discussed, such as inflammation and other triggers, will be considered in a holistic approach due to the fact that over-methylation could be associated with just as much risk. For this reason, it's good to have a helpful eye of support, such as a naturopathic doctor and or functional medicine practitioner, when deciding which supplements may be best for you. Conclusion. The complexity of what constitutes heart health can be overwhelming, but with a qualified integrative doctor, results can be impressive. We already discovered how mind-body practices and essential oils can support hormonal, emotional, and stress instigators in heart health. Combine this with a functional and naturopathic approach, and hearts can beat in harmony again. Next week, I'll provide more specific and detailed examples of cardiovascular support with essential oils. This weekend, I'll give you a yummy essential oil tip that combines these powerful secondary metabolites with nutrition to support heart health. I'll talk to you soon.